Hello, my name is James, and over the next 10 minutes or so, I will be guiding you through a practice which helps develop your compassionate self. So get comfortable in your chair, feet flat on the ground, and you may like to close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing this. And now focus on your body and how it is sitting in the chair. The posture we have for this exercise is shoulders back, chest open, with hands resting in your lap or on the top of your legs. This is our compassionate body posture, and one that has a stability to it, a stillness, and one which is comfortable. Now we're going to focus in on our breathing. For this breathing, we will be breathing in a way that is slightly slower and deeper than we would normally. We're going to aim for about 5 breaths per minute. So your in-breath will be for about 4 to 5 seconds. There'll be a pause, and then take 4 to 5 seconds for the out-breath. The key is the smoothness of the breath. So in smooth and out smooth. So let's begin, and I will count you in. Breathing in, 2, 3, out, 2, 3. In, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4. In, 2, 3, 4, 5, out, 2, 3, 4, 5. And just continue with that breathing rhythm. You can continue with the count, but you don't have to. Just trying to stay with that smoothness of the rhythm. Breathing in and breathing out. As can happen if or when your mind does wander, gently bring your attention back to your breath. With an attitude of friendliness. So just staying with that soothing rhythm breathing for the next minute. And so now we're going to extend on this practice and start to deliberately switch our mind state as best we can to start to develop the mind and body pattern of what we call the compassionate self. To do this, we're going to focus on some very specific qualities of compassion that you can add to your own personal and unique qualities to create your compassionate self. The qualities we focus on are compassionate wisdom, strength, and commitment. So this compassionate self that we're developing here has a deep wisdom that we all just find ourselves here, part of the flow of life, with a tricky brain that can get us caught up in worry loops or anger and frustration, and this is not your fault. You have this wisdom right now, and you understand that other people can be like that too. So you have a wisdom of no blame and judgment, but of an openness and understanding that life is difficult and tricky at times. And now try to imagine that your wisdom comes from a sense of strength. Try to connect with an internal sense of strength by focusing on your body posture and your soothing rhythm breathing. A solid posture, as if your body was a mountain. Your breath, a soft breeze, and your mind, a clear and open sky. And now, based on this strength and wisdom, try to focus on your commitment to be compassionate and your desire to be helpful to yourself and to others, using your wisdom and strength where you can to help yourself and the others you meet. So just noticing how you feel when you imagine yourself like this, with these compassionate qualities. It doesn't mean that you actually feel like this now. We are simply imagining what it would be like to be this way, a compassionate person. And to develop this practice a step further, I'd like you to imagine you're watching a video of yourself. You see yourself getting up in the morning, and now holding your position of your compassionate self, you start to watch yourself moving around your room, slowly getting on with your day. Try to notice how the person that you're watching, yourself, is sometimes troubled with self-critical feelings or thoughts, maybe shame or fear, or troubles with relationships, or performances or pressures, past or present. Try to just be in touch with the person you are watching. Try to notice the struggle and the suffering, but maintain your position of inner strength and wisdom. In other words, looking out through the eyes of your compassionate self with the intention of being helpful. How would you respond to yourself when in pain or struggling? How would you respond to others? What would you say? And how would you say it? Try to get a feel for what it would be like to respond to your own pain as your compassionate self. It might be tricky, but just try to imagine as best you can you are this compassionate person who's able to offer the support and care and encouragement you need when you're struggling. And now, just letting go of that imagery, and return slowly back to your breath, noticing the gentle rise and fall of your belly, and noticing the contact your body makes with the chair, getting a greater sense of the room and space around you. And when you are ready, you might like to gently open your eyes and stretch out and move your body.